Are you tired of living with the pain of the past? Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to go beyond what we ever dreamed was possible.
Jesus' ministry centered around preaching and teaching the Word of God. And this has always been the way of us Christians. We have always gathered together to hear the preaching of the Word of God. And we are not here this morning just to do our liturgical duty. This is not just a tradition. We are here this morning because Christians gather to hear the preaching of the Word of God.
We all have things that try to hold us back. Guilt from past mistakes or temptations that we can't seem to overcome. It's easy to learn to live with these problems and accept them as who we are. But God has called us to reach forth and fulfill a greater calling in life. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. In our series, Reaching Forth, Dr. Chappell encourages you to leave behind negative mindsets and the limitations others have put on you, and to reach forth to new levels of victory. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with today's message.
And thinking of ways that we can serve our community, whether it's showing them that love works and giving a cup of coffee to a commuter or a bag of jelly beans to a medical worker, various ideas are already forming. And we're saying, God, we're not necessarily going at the pace that we thought. So then show us how that we can patiently stay in the race, getting the gospel out. So many illustrations in the Bible. I think of Joseph when he was 17 years old. His brothers attempted to kill him. And 13 years later, through patience, Joseph became the most powerful man in all of the world. Joseph said in Genesis 50 and verse 20, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive." Oh, listen, there are those that may laugh at the difficulties of the United States of America. They may laugh at the church, and they may think it to be an evil thing that is upon us. But God will work something good from this. We must be patient and trust in Him. The world is looking today for people whose faith is not merely spoken, but also proven. And I want to tell you, friend, member of this great church, Lancaster Baptist Church, friends that are watching by way of LBC Live.tv. Can I tell you this morning that there are people watching you and they're looking to see patience and confidence in you, and may they see Christ in us. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1 and 7 that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And so we can have confidence in these trials. And we also must continue in these trials. There is a continuance in the trials. Notice verse 4. "But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Now here we see Pastor James, and he's encouraging the church, never, ever quit. Winston Churchill often spoke those famous words, never, never, never quit. And how we need to be reminded of this today, that we must continue. Proverbs chapter 3, may I remind you of it this morning? May you say it with me if you know the verse. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Now look at your Bible for a moment, James chapter 1 and verse 4. Notice what it says. "But let patience have her perfect work." Now here we see that we are called upon to let God do His perfect or complete work in us. Let patience have her perfect work. The connotation of this is that if I do not allow God's work to become complete in my life, then I will not be as strong as He desires me to be in this life. God wants me to look to Him and to trust Him and to patiently and confidently allow His work to completely flow through me. Now, this is a decision that I must make. I must decide to let His work continue. Let me illustrate it this way. I have in my hand here today some weights. Now, I don't know how much. I'm going to guess this is about maybe 300 pounds. What do you think? About 300 pounds? Now, this weight, if I take this weight and if I hold it and if I work with it and I let it have its perfect work, maybe an instructor would say to me, I want you to do 3 repetitions of 10 rounds each. Now, let it have its work. Don't put it down. If you stop after just a few times, you'll never build the muscle that you need. Sadly, many Christians come to a point in their life. Their job is uncertain. Their health is threatened. Someone's not nice to them. There's a catastrophe, a national emergency, as we see now. And sometimes people say, you know, God, I've trusted you, but things haven't gone the way I've wanted them to go. And I'm not going to put up with this anymore. And they put down their weight. And they say, I'm not going to lift that anymore. I'm not going to be faithful anymore. It's too hard to be a Christian. It's too hard to be faithful to God. Well, may I remind you that when you fail to continue during trials, then you will not be the strong Christian that God intends you to become as a result of the trials. And so while this may be a difficult few weeks, let's take the weight and let's allow God's perfect work to be done in us so that we will be the strong church, the strong Christian that He desires us to be as a result of this time. We must have confidence today. We must continue in this day. May I say, thirdly, that there will be a cleansing in your life during this time. Christians tend to pray more during times of difficulty. Look at verse 4. It says, wanting nothing. God says that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In other words, the goal is maturity, that there would be a spiritual perfection, which means a maturity during this time. 1 Peter 5 and 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Now, we want God in our trials to do a comforting job, but He wants to do a conforming job. We want God to take away all the pain, all the inconvenience, but God says, no, I'm going to cleanse you and purify you, and I'm going to conform you to the image of my Son through this time. And so He calls us today as a church. Pastor James, the Holy Spirit of God, says, I want you to reach forth with understanding. Count this. Consider this. I want you to reach forth with patience. Let me have my way in your life, God says. This perfect and complete work must come to pass. But then notice finally this morning that we are to reach forth with wisdom. Now, I don't know about you, I need wisdom. I find that I have the ability to do some really dumb things if I don't ask God to help me, if I don't seek Him for wisdom. I have prayed nearly every day of my life since becoming the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church. God, give me wisdom today. And here's the verse from which I derive that lesson. Look at verse 5 as we close this morning. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Oh, I've asked God for wisdom as it has pertained to the needs of my family and children. God, give me wisdom. I don't want to break the spirit of this child, but I see a strong will here. I've asked wisdom for the church family this week. Oh, God, help me to know how to have the service, when to have the service, how to convey the need to the church family. What do we do with the school? And what about this matter or that matter? Here we see that we must have wisdom. Now, why do we say that? Notice quickly, first of all, our need for it. If any of you lack wisdom, every one of us need wisdom today. We need wisdom with our families. We need wisdom in this current situation. God says, I want you to ask me for it. I want you to desire it and ask me. Matthew chapter 7, He says it this way, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Listen, you've got a Father up in heaven who's waiting to hear from you. And He says, listen, just ask me. I want to help you in this time of difficulty. So our need is very, very present. We need God's power, God's provision, and most of all, God's wisdom. Notice secondly, our need, yes, but notice secondly, God's provision. Now in verse 5 he says, if we will ask that God will give to all men liberally. Proverbs 2 and 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. God said, I'm going to provide the wisdom for you. Now, what do you need wisdom for today? Do you need wisdom about your children? Are you concerned about maybe how to help them? Do you need wisdom for your work situation? Is there someone that needs wisdom, perhaps, for dealing with an interpersonal relationship that you're responsible for? Can I encourage you, don't go into that meeting without praying and seeking God. Seek His face. Find His wisdom. And may I remind you this morning as we reach forth that the church must reach forth with wisdom and that this is a moment for us to be the church. You see, the church does more than just assemble. Yes, we assemble and we will assemble. But the church also gives and loves and serves and worships and believes and prays. And this is a great opportunity in the next few weeks for us to be the church, not just in the building, but everywhere we go, to be a church reaching forth with understanding, reaching forth with patience, reaching forth with wisdom. And as the world is crying out for answers, we'll not be stuttering, but we should be ready always to give an answer to everyone that asketh of the reason of the hope that is within us. And there may be someone that you work with or someone that you know, and they're wondering, what's going on in the world? Is this the end of the world? And how can these things be happening? And I believe that we can say to them, as the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 1 and 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Can I tell you something, my friend, that if you have Jesus Christ in your heart, that nothing can frighten you. Oh, listen, not even eternity is frightening to you because you know what you've committed unto him. That there has been a time in your life when you said, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I want to commit my life, my soul to you, my eternal keeping to you. Lord, I want to trust in you to be my Savior and take me to heaven someday. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. May I ask you a question this morning? Who are you trusting for the keeping of your soul? Do you know that if you were to die today, that heaven would be your home? Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe that He is able? Listen, this church cannot keep your soul safekeeping. The baptistry cannot keep your soul safekeeping. No priest or pastor can, but Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, may I encourage you this morning, open your heart and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can be saved even today. For all of us who would confess that we are sinners can come to the Lord, and whosoever may call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you are saved, then this is no time to sit down or go back. This is the time to reach forth, reaching forth with understanding, reaching forth with patience, and reaching forth with wisdom that comes from above. And as you do that during this time of testing, because of your faithfulness in the test, God will give you a testimony, and your life will make a difference in an hour where difference makers are needed. May God help you to reach forth with understanding.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.